KQED. That's Sex Bomb. It was originally recorded in 1979 by the Oakland band Flipper, one of punk's most influential groups. Flipper inspired scores of musicians like Kurt Cobain and Moby. The rumble and feedback you're hearing, that's the artistry of guitarist Ted Falcone. And as KQED's Kevin Jones tells us, Falcone was a Vietnam vet who brought the noises of war home with him.
I'm sitting in Ted Falcone's loft in West Oakland, and he's playing one of Flipper's better-known songs.
What are the chords you're doing for Ha Ha Ha?
Instead of strumming the guitar, Falcone stabs upward at the strings, adding venom to each note. His rat's nest of salt and pepper dreads shake with each strum. He plays chords, but somehow he makes them sound like they're wriggling uncomfortably as they leave his fingers. This acoustic performance of Ha 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 lacks the volume and brutal distortion he's known for, but it's still pure Falcone, who developed his unique sound over 40 years of playing with Flipper.
Isn't life a blast? It's just like living in the past. And we go downtown to do our shopping, and we work in suburbia. Well, I say,
the band released 8 albums, all of them drenched in Falcone's signature guitar sound. That sound is one of 2 things he's known for in the punk scene. The other is that he's a veteran of the Vietnam War. Falcone grew up in Pittsburgh. He says he enlisted in the Army when he was 17 to avoid the draft.
If drafted, I would have been, you know, artillery or, you know, frontline troop. What I enlisted into was it was an extra year, but it was more of a I was indoors.
Falcone convinced his parents to let him go, and when he got to Vietnam in 67, he worked in a communications office. It was still a scary experience. Falcone's memories of the Vietnam War are mostly sounds, from the noisy squeaks coming through the radio to the muffled booms of rockets the Viet Cong launched into a nearby airfield.
We used to get rockets come in. They used to use our antenna fields. But they weren't really into hitting us because they needed our antenna fields to hit the heliport down the street.
Can you hear the war cry? It's time to enlist. The people speak as one. The cattle, the crowd.
After completing his time in the Army, Falcone returned to the States, settling in San Francisco. It was 1970, and for the next decade, Falcone would dedicate his life to art, mostly sculpture. He earned an MFA from UC Berkeley and almost earned a second master's degree in music from Mills College, where he experimented with early synthesizers and other noise-making instruments. The first time Falcone played around with a guitar and amp setup, he was hooked. He couldn't believe the noises he could produce, especially with effects pedals.
It was like I'd never had that much loudness. So, you know, a week later I had a guitar and an amplifier and I was starting a band.
His band Flipper was an anomaly in the Bay Area punk scene. The band's sound rested on plodding grooves and harsh social commentary, and they had no problem with ruining an audience's night. But Flipper drummer Steve DePace says it was Ted Falcone's guitar, piercing through the roar and feedback, that made the band truly original.
When we're mixing a record, you isolate each instrument to get all the tones right and all that. Well, whenever we isolate Ted, it's literally brain damaging. It's just unreal.
Flipper was an acquired taste, but what propelled the band forward was their do-it-yourself attitude. The band never waited for a label to give them a go-ahead to record or an agent to set up a tour. They just did it. Falcone says he adopted this mindset during his time in Vietnam.
If you're in the military, they say, build a bridge across this river. In a week, you're moving trucks across it. Here they build a bridge. 2 years later, they're still building it.
Though his guitar work could be challenging for some, many have revered Falcone's noisy expressions, especially in the pre-grunge Northwest. Mark Arm, best known for being the lead singer of grunge titans like Mudhoney and Green River, was inspired by Falcone and Flipper's music.
I was in a band that we were just trying to figure out how to play, and it sort of like pointed a way forward for us. You know, like, it was even more punk rock than so much punk rock.
But Flipper's music still inspires fans today. The band's shows attract old punks and new punks, kids who respect history and want to make some noise of their own. For the California Report, I'm Kevin Jones. That's the way of the world. There are kisses left undelivered.